Oops. I did it again. I just accidentally sent a fetish video in the OnlyFans DMs for free. And the good thing about paid messages is if you lock it, you know, and someone is not into a particular fetish, they don't have to pay for it. They don't have to see it. But hundreds of people just saw something that they may not have wanted to see, and it could have maybe tarnished their view of me. But I unsent it, but those who saw it, and those who didn't, didn't. Okay. Wow.
Okay, so I'm not gonna lie, I feel so ugly. I've been feeling very ugly, like, the last few days when I haven't had makeup on, because my skin, back in the day I had flawless skin. Then when I was around 22, 23, I started, like, breaking out really bad out of nowhere on my cheeks, and I would pick at it and, like, dig into my face like a meth head, but I promise I didn't do meth. And it left some scarring, and it seemed like it was getting better. But two photos of me were taken, like, yesterday and today in, like, some harsh sunlight with no makeup on. And I'm just feeling really bad about myself. And I don't want to get filler put in my face. I'm not that kind of girl. But I'm thinking about getting some laser surfacing treatment or some treatments or something, because yeah, I want it to be gone. One time this guy said to me, like, oh my God, he said, I like the scarring on your cheeks. Like, he liked it. Like, he thought it was cute. And I was like, ugh, what? And I was like, why? And he's like, because if you didn't have it, you'd be too perfect. I'm like, too perfect? I have stretch marks on my inner thighs that I've had since I was 12. I have all kinds of issues mentally. I'm not, you know, I'm just not feeling too good about myself. And it doesn't help. Oh my God. I posted on Twitter, like, this picture of me at the strip club. And I was like, come to VIP with me. And I didn't edit the photo because I don't want to have to edit all my photos, you know. And this dude commented and was like, go to VIP with you. You should go to VIP with me. And it's like, attention-seeking photos and stretch marks or blah, blah, blah. I was just, like, talking shit. And it's like, yeah, I'm a woman. I have stretch marks on my inner thighs. And I actually got them when I was 12 because I started, like, lifting weights. And very quickly, like, during puberty. And so my muscle grew pretty fast, you know. Like, because, you know, I started lifting heavy in a short amount of time and I got stretch marks. I used to really bother me. I have them on my butt, too, and stuff. You know, like, it used to really bother me, but, like, it doesn't really bother me anymore. But, like, I hadn't even thought about them in the longest time. And this dude, like, brought it up on Twitter. I think he thought I was trying to promote myself on Twitter to get people to, like, go see me in the strip club or something. But that's not what I was doing. It was just, like, a little post of me at work. And, like, I mostly do online work, you know. So it was very strange. But I, like, left this comment back at him. And then I was like, oh, this is stupid. And I deleted it, and then I blocked him instead. I should have never even responded in the first place, because I feel like a lot of guys will try so hard to get your attention, and when you don't give it to them, they'll just, like, insult you or talk shit to you in a way to finally get your attention, which works on me sometimes. But I was like, no, 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 no. If I keep this comment, he's going to get what he wanted in the first place. So I just deleted it and I gave him a little blocky block. But, like, that didn't really help, like, what I'm going through right now mentally with, like, not liking the way that I look at times. So it was a little upsetting. So I wanted to point out that I got first place in my age group, female, of course, the last 5Ks that I've run in a row. Woo-woo, which is nice, but I don't really think they're fun anymore. They kind of stress me out, and I get really nervous, And that last one I ran, I accidentally stopped right before the finish line. Well, because I thought it was the finish line and then didn't want to keep going because I accidentally sprinted too early. And then after like 15 minutes, I finished the race. But then two girls passed me. They were not my age group, but I would have gotten first place overall female. But because of that little incident, I didn't. But during that run, I was thinking to myself, like, I don't want to do this again. Like, I like to run for fun. You know, maybe it'd be less competitive or less stressful for me if it was like a 10K and I just treated it like a workout. And that's kind of how I was viewing the 5K at first, but then I started winning. And then that, like, because I used to be a track runner, competitive runner, whatever, that track star within me started getting like overly competitive again. And I just don't like the way that it makes me think and feel. You know, like getting sick before a race and getting all nervous and then pushing myself, which is pushing yourself is fine. But like, I don't know, just that last run, I just thought to myself, like, I don't want to do this again. I didn't think I was going to finish. I actually almost didn't finish because I ended too early. And you also have to pay money, which it's fine because it usually goes to a good cause. But I'm like, why am I paying money to just like add more medals to my little collection? And then, I don't know, it is nice to improve on time and compete, but also it's not really that good for my mental health, I think. So I don't know if I'm gonna run another 5K. I don't know. I think 10K would be okay because they're just like, oh, you know what? I'm not even a 10K runner. So I'm just going on a little jog and maybe I wouldn't get that crazy, anxiety that I get before a race since it would be different, but we'll see. All right, so gonna give a little update on my little hoe life. So I went to work the Thursday before Thanksgiving. No, Thursday, what are we talking about? All right, not this past Thursday, but Thursday the 9th. And I went with my sister because I brought her again because Louie, my new customer friend, was coming back, and he said he would take us to VIP again. So I brought her again, and she borrowed my tea bag again, and didn't give it back again. And it's like, she said she was going to send me the 50. I know this sounds petty, but like, she said she was going to send me like the $15 to $20 for it that it cost, because I actually needed to wear it on this last Friday because it matched like the outfit that I was gonna wear, and then she didn't send the money. And it's like, bitch, I made you. Like, without me, this wouldn't have happened. I know it wouldn't have happened. I'm like, I made you $1,300 last weekend and then over $2,000 this day, and you can't send me $15 for the thong that I let you borrow. It's just kind of annoying me. I know that sounds so petty of me, but it's just annoying. It's like, you don't buy her own. I told her she needed to buy her own stripper thongs and she didn't do it. You know, she didn't buy her own outfits. I had to loan her one day that I was actually going to sell, but now I can't really sell anymore because I had to wash it because it was at the strip club and the quality went down. And then, like, I had ordered this other one on Amazon, which she paid me for, so that was good. But I don't know. I don't think she even really wanted to be a stripper, but I just don't think she realizes, like, it's actually hard work. And I don't know if she was really, like, that appreciative of me hooking up her up with, like, my new customer guy. And she left early after she made the $2,000 that one day. And my friend, my little work friend, who's also vegan. Oh, my God, my mouth just made a funny noise. She went up to VIP with us that one day after my sister left, and then she went up with us actually last Friday for a half an hour, or an hour or so. And I don't need people kissing my feet or being like super nice, but it just seemed like there was like this like mutual understanding, you know. And that Thursday, so like this customer likes to go to VIP, and then he likes to like go downstairs and like watch the talent and like have fun, drink a little bit, you know, before going right back up in the VIP setting. And, you know, when he's paying for VIP, like, he's paying me $1,000 for the hour. My sister was getting $1,000 for the hour, whatever. Like, you know, he's paying a lot of money. So, like, it's good to take a little break here and there, you know, especially when you're... that was just for us. And then he's also paying, like, the bottle charge or whatever. So, anyways, like, we got down from VIP this Thursday that my sister was there. And we'd just gotten down. She's like, I don't want to go on stage. Can we just go back upstairs now? Like, to my customer. And I'm like, this dude just gave you $1,000 for an hour. You just had to sit there. You didn't even have to fucking dance. Just have to sit there and talk and hang out and be nice. He wants to take a break and you're gonna act like that. It just, like, I'm not even trying to talk shit. Like, I'm just like, she doesn't get it, you know? And she's like, I don't want to go on stage, right? And so I'm sorry, if you're gonna be a stripper, you gotta go on stage, you gotta take your top off and do the thing, you know? And I didn't go on stage with her this time, and she went by herself. And she did this, like, thing, like, she wouldn't even, like, dance the music. And she just, like, came up and, like, looked at me and, like, shrugged her shoulders, like, all over the top and had this, like, I don't know, look on her face. I'm like, don't do that. Just dance. Just dance, you know? Like, he's throwing money on her. I'm just dance. Even if you're not having fun. Like, and it was slow. Like, who cares? Just annoyed me. What also annoyed me is my customer friend guy, Louie, like, put a limit on his card on purpose so he wouldn't overspend. But then at the strip club, like, his card will just get declined over and over again. And he also has it to where, like, Zelle and Cash App won't work either. So, like, when his card's not going through to pay for the dancer's time, like, he can't just Cash App or Zelle, which you shouldn't do anyways, but whatever. Just very frustrating. So, like, this Friday, when he came in with, and, like, I did an hour with him, and then, did I do another hour? Okay, I did an hour with him, and his card, before we even did the VIP, was already not working. And usually that wouldn't happen until, like, the second transaction or so. And then, and it was just me. And then it didn't work, and I had to wait a little while. We went back downstairs, and we tried again, and he was having card problems again. But when he took me back up, he took me with my little vegan friend. And he was supposed to be paying both of us $1,000 for the hour, and it was only approved for $500 each. And then, so the whole time we're trying to figure out how we can... Like, while we were in the VIP room, we should have done that before, after, and so he could have, like, enjoyed his time more. We were trying to get the other half of the money, and we were, like, downloading Zelle, downloading PayPal. At the same time, his phone's dying. They're trying his cards, and they're not working. However, the reason that his card maxed out and we didn't get the full amount is because one of the managers, the female manager, decided that it would be a good idea to, like try to get him to buy, like, the super expensive new, like, Lady Gaga champagne. And, you know, like, it was already, like, if you buy it at a regular store, it's, like, this Lady Gaga Dom Perignon. I think it's normally, like, $250 or $350, and they mark it up at the strip club by a shit ton. So it was, like, they were charging him over $1,000 for that bottle. And if they would have just not done that and they would have gotten him, like, the cheapest bottle for the room, we would have had our money. His cards continued to not work, right? So we ended up finally getting another $500 through instead of the $500 each for both of us. And after all this discussion, he basically gave my little friend an IOU, which... strippers do not usually take IOUs or layaway or whatever. That is not a thing. But because I know him and I trust him and I told her he was trustworthy, she did it. And so actually the next day, instead of giving her, she met up with him at the club, like in the parking lot, instead of giving her $500 of what he owed for that hour, which it sucks because no one got to really enjoy the hour because all we're doing is all the transactions. Like, that's no fun. Like, you know? But instead of giving her just the $500 he owed her, he actually doubled it like he said he would and gave her $1,000 cash. So, and he gave me an extra $500 cash because he was headed to the casino and I told him about my lucky necklace. And when I wore this necklace, it was one of my little stones. It's like a heart shape. I think it was labradorite. Is that the one? Pretty sure. I told him, like, yes, I wore this when I played Yahtzee with my family, and I scored 3 Yahtzees, and I did. So I was like, you got to take it to the casino, and he did, and he was winning at first, but then I don't know what happened, but he gave me $500 to take the necklace, quote unquote, borrow it. I don't know if I'm going to get it back. Technically, I made an extreme profit on that necklace because of how much it cost me, but it's magic for me. But I don't know if it was magic for him. It didn't seem like it, but I think, honestly, he just didn't stay there long enough. But yeah, he gave me some extra money for the necklace, which was very nice of him. But basically, you know, this man has given me, my sister, and my little friend a lot of money. So what a nice guy. He also got me this candle that smells very great and a fantasy novel of sorts. Not sure when I'm going to read that because I have like a queue going on because it's really hard to read books when you have a toddler unless she's like sleeping. And I'm telling you, she stays up till like 4 a.m. just wildin'. So I'll try to read that whenever I can. But he's a very thoughtful and generous guy. Even if his card is annoying, you know, like being able to make good money and only hang out with one person at the club is really nice. But no, seriously, like my sister pissed me off. Because I think I'm just, she was like, well, I want to leave by this time because she's like still lying to my mom about it. And I don't think she actually has any intention on working in Vegas. And I thought that's what this kind of like was, like training so she could go work in Vegas and make a lot of money because she lives there and it's like about to be convention season. But I just don't think that she's got what it takes. Considering that she was scared to just go on stage and take off her top in Fort Worth, Texas, you know, and she didn't have to like hustle and talk to any customers by herself and try to get dances or VIP time. Like she just got put on, you know, like she got put on. So, yeah. Anywho, what else do I have to say? Well, I actually wrote some things down, but, I don't know. I was going to tell this one story, but I don't have it in me. Maybe I'll just tell, I don't even think I've ever told this story before. Losing my virginity, I had this guy on my OnlyFans say that he wanted to hear it, like hear the story. I don't think I've told it. Let me double check. Hold on. Okay, I haven't told it. And by the way, my sex torso doll video will be up on both YouTube and Pornhub very soon. If anyone was interested in that. Okay. Okay. Once upon a time, I was 16. And I had a friend named Hannah Roper who had moved to McKinney from Dallas with her mom. I guess her parents were divorced or something. I don't know. Ooh. So she was actually a freshman in high school, and I was a junior, but we became friends, and she kind of joined the track team, and by kind of, I mean, I don't think she actually, like, ran any meets or anything. I don't really remember, but I became friends with her, and we had other similar friends, mutual friends, if that makes sense. I think we knew each other on the internet. I can't remember how we became friends, because normally I wouldn't really be friends with someone like younger than me like that in school. But I don't know. So anyways, this is when we were still kind of all lingering around on MySpace before the full Facebook transition took place. I had both, but I was still like really into the MySpace. And I was hanging out with her one day, and she was talking about having this best friend, and his name was Rowdy. Rowdy, you know, in his pictures, wasn't the cutest guy. But, you know, I, for one, actually, I look better in person. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I bet he looks better in person. And, well, he didn't. All right, this dude was like 6'2". So he was tall, but he was very, very skinny. And I'm not even trying to say this like in a mean way. He was just very thin. And it made me, because I was like really athletic at the time. This was right before my eating disorder really took off. I was really athletic and muscular for a female, and I wore like a size 7 pants. I'm like a 2 now. Just a real muscular, fit chick, and I probably weighed like 30 or 40 pounds more than he did at 5'9". And that definitely made me feel a little bit insecure. So we ended up meeting up. Oh my God, I don't even know how. I don't even know how we all met. It was like a group hangout or something. We met up and started hanging out because she really pushed us to start talking on MySpace, right? So anyways, he was actually a grade below me. So I was a junior and he was a sophomore. And I'm not even really into younger guys. So that was already kind of weird. But didn't even think he was that cute, but he was so nice. You know, I was like, wow, you know what? It's okay because he's such a nice guy. But the truth was, he wasn't really a nice guy. He was just pretending he was a nice guy. So we were together. And what's crazy is I was like this super straight-laced Christian girl on the track team. And he was like this like skater boy who like smoked weed and cigarettes. And I think he drank alcohol and stuff. So, you know, interesting match, but whatever. So we actually ended up dating somehow. We ended up liking each other because I thought he was pretty nice and I didn't even think he was like that cute, but I don't know. I just let it go. It's so fucked up. I don't think he'll ever listen to this. So, oh my God. What if he did though? He just wasn't my type, usually. He wasn't really my type. Damn it. All right, anywho. So we were dating for a while, you know. We didn't really see each other that much because he lived in Frisco and I lived in McKinney. And we went to different schools, but we would hang out like once a week or once every other week. And we talked all the time. So eventually, you know, I had never had sex with anyone before, but I don't know, almost everyone I dated when I was younger, I just would fall for them really hard after a while or just pretty quickly on. And some people could say that was because I have daddy issues and I just was looking for a man to love me. I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny. But anyways, I just would think like every little guy I dated, like we were going to be together forever. Even when I was like a freshman, like I dated this dude named Cameron before him. And also this dude named Cameron, we'll get back to him. So I had like, you know, because Mr. Cameron, you know, I'll just say it. I had given a hand job and a blow job at this point, but never went the full way, you know. And I was just convinced. I was like, you know what? I think I can do this with this guy. But I didn't know when, you know, didn't think about any of that. I just thought, like, eventually. But one day, So I was super into like this youth group that I was going to at the time called Thrive. And like I had like a lot of bad kids that went too, like cool kids that were kind of bad, but they were going to the local youth group. I don't know. But it was like cool. Like the music was kind of cool. Like youth pastor had tattoos, Pastor Jeremy. And like I just got really involved and really close with like Pastor Jeremy and his wife and like a lot of the people, like a lot of the girls that went to the youth group. My friend Alex was like super into it. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I had been bringing my friend Hannah, who introduced me to Rowdy, to that youth group sometimes, like just different friends. So one day, I guess Hannah had a crush on Rowdy's little friend. I think his name was like Brayden or something. And we decided we were all going to hang out before youth group at Hannah's house and get like some food beforehand. And we went to Hannah's house after school. Like we walked home from high school to Hannah's house because she was kind of close by. And we did order some food. And Brayden and Rowdy came over. And we were all just hanging out. And then I guess at one point, Rowdy and I went into the living room and were like making out, and then we just decided to sneak into Hannah's mother's bedroom and did the deed in there. It happened very quickly. I don't know. It's kind of a blur. Just it was in, and then it was out, and then it was done. And I just remember, like, because, like, I grew up in a super religious household. Like, virginity was, like, such a big deal. And I just remember being like, oh, that was it. Oh, okay. And I, like, felt like I made a mistake immediately after. But it was okay. So we decided, like, we got to go to youth group. Like, it's about to start. So we go to youth group, and in the beginning of youth group, like, they have, like, this music, you know, you sing the songs, and then you sit down, and you do the sermon and whatever else. Well, we had been there. The whole plan was to, like, they were going to go to this thing with us. We get there, and within 5 minutes of being there, Brayden and Rowdy, who just snatched my virginity, decided to leave. So, like, I had just given this guy this, like, gift that I thought was so precious and important to me. And when it came down to do the thing that they came over to do, or I thought they came over to do, they left within 5 minutes. I was upset. And I hadn't even told my, like, real best friend. Like, Hannah and I were friends, but my real best friend, Alex, she was there, of course. I didn't even tell her what happened. I just sat during the sermon, and I was quiet, and I was trying not to cry. And I don't even really remember what the sermon was about, nor do I fucking care. But I just remember being so upset. So after youth group, I went to Whataburger, because I'm from Texas, with my best friend Alex and her dad. And we go to the bathroom, and as soon as we get into the bathroom, she says, Natasha, what's wrong? And I just look at her, and she's like, Natasha, what's wrong? And I told her, I said, I lost my virginity right before this. And you know what she did? She goes, Natasha, I really thought you were going to be the one that made it until you were married. I was like so hurt. I felt used and I was so upset. And that was what my best friend had to say. It was pretty upsetting. Pretty fucking stupid, I know, to be that upset, but it was very upsetting for me. But she was like, it's okay. And so I think I maybe cried it out for just a second. And then we went back into the Whataburger with her dad. I don't know why we were at Whataburger, but whatever. We'd usually get food after youth group. So, yeah. So, basically, that relationship didn't last much longer. I think we hung out one more time and had sex. And then he started, like, I guess him and his mom were watching a lot of, like, 16 and Pregnant. And he started getting, like, really weirdly paranoid about me getting pregnant, even though we had only had sex, like, once or twice and we used a condom. But we, like, hung out another time. And, like, my mom drove me all the way there. We only saw each other, like, once every 2 weeks. We had sex. And then he, like, immediately ditched me to go skate with his friends after my mom had, like, just dropped me off. He broke up with me, like, 2 days before Valentine's Day because he didn't want to buy me anything. And I was really upset because this person that took my virginity broke up with me 2 days before Valentine's Day. And then on actual Valentine's Day, tried to call me up and get me to come over. He was just, like, a piece of shit. Whatever. So, anyways, we broke up. The relationship lasted, like, a month after I lost my virginity. And then he ended up dating this girl named Carly, who wasn't as cute as me. And I guess they ended up having sex and being together for a little bit. But the fucked up thing about Miss Carly is the guy I dated before Rowdy, his name was Cameron, who I, like, gave my first, like, hand job and blow job to or whatever. He started, like, hanging around Carly while we were still dating, and he would joke and call her a ramp tramp and say all this shit about her. But then as soon as we broke up, they started dating. And I guess they lost their virginity to each other or something. But not only did she go after him, right? Right after him and I broke up or while we were still together. Then she went after the guy who I lost my virginity to. And then they did the thing. And I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with you? And, you know, I just didn't really like her very much. You know, even after, like, the Cameron thing, like, we would talk shit to each other. I'd be like, fuck you and your yellow teeth. Because I guess she smoked cigarettes at, like, a really young age. Dude, I'm so mean. But no, I was just, like, so, I just thought that was so weird of that girl to go after two of the guys I dated right after. And, you know, karma's a bitch. You know, she got, oh my God, I'm such a mean person. I'm like, she's not looking too good, you know? Like, about a year after high school ended, she gained about 50 pounds and just wasn't looking too good. And I know that's mean, but she left a foul taste in my mouth. But she has cute dogs. I just looked her up since I'm talking shit. She has cute dogs. Looks like she's living a fantastic average life. Who am I to talk, though? You know, I'm whatever. Obviously, I'm still a little angry, but that was someone on OnlyFans asked me to tell the virginity story. So there you have it. There it is. That was a very long time ago. But like I said, my virginity was a really big deal to me because I was raised to believe that, you know, in, like, purity culture. And around that time, like, while I was dating him, I remember, like, that was the first time I, like, made myself throw up. And, like, that was the first time I, like, started really, my eating disorder, like, started to really spiral. It was, like, I mean, I'd already been struggling with control and being unhappy with my body because I was so muscular and strong because I wanted to be thin and whatever. But then I dated this, like, super thin guy, and then I got my heart broken, and that's when my, like, eating disorder, like, really took off, and it affected me in a very negative way. And I don't think it would have been so bad if I wouldn't have grown up in such a over-the-top religious household where I believed that having sex would make me some dirty fucking person. And I'm still trying to break myself of that, but, you know, it is life. And that's all for today because I think my daughter did wake up from her nap, but I do have a really actually crazy story for the next podcast. But thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.